Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We say congratulations to the Rock Ridge Music Program. Not once, not twice, but three times in a row, they've won the state title in the IHSA Music Sweepstakes. This is a great dynasty, Curtis Fisher Schlager. Congratulations. That's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you. It's all on the kids. They're the ones that really put in all the hard work and all the effort and really came through when we asked them to.
Well, and let's go back. So it's a solo ensemble contest, what, about a month ago? And then this past weekend you have the organization contest. So kind of explain how it all works, and you had the right numbers to win the state title again.
Right. At the solo ensemble contest this year, we had our students participate in over 200 entries. And those entries were from solos, vocal and instrumental solos, to ensembles. And they even played, one of the groups played percussion, garbage cans for a percussion ensemble. We had ukulele groups and we had guitar groups. And really the kids were stretching their limits and doing as much as they could. And we came out of that one with about a 100-point lead. In the sweepstakes, and then this past weekend we took seven groups to the organization contest. We had five choirs, a mixed, a men's, a women's, a jazz, and a show choir, and then we also had a concert band and a jazz band, and all seven of those groups received Superior One ratings this past weekend.
Well, and it's pretty neat that the IHSA honors activities, not just sports, and I think I give them a pat on the back for, you know, honoring kids that are involved in these type of endeavors, too. It's not just a sports thing with the IHSA, and I think a lot of people don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Right. They do give credit to the kids for all the hard work that we put in the music departments, too, and supporting the schools and the communities.
So, if I remember correctly, around 100 kids in all involved in the high school music program at Rock Ridge. So that's,
I think it was 109 on Saturday is what we counted.
So that's about a fourth of the student enrollment population there. That's pretty significant that a lot of kids were involved in that effort.
Right, and then a majority of our kids are also involved in the athletics. So it's not, you know, that they're focusing just on us, but we also share them with the sports, and we support them in all their sports endeavors as well.
All right, so I ask you, what's next? You can't say you're going to win four in a row, can you? Come on. I mean, three in a row is such an impressive thing.
We're not saying three-peat until Saturday afternoon because we felt it would jinx us if we even brought up that possibility. So, no, we're not going to say anything about four.
All right. Well, it's still pretty impressive. Nice going, and a pat on the back to the Rock Ridge Music Program. Much to be proud of. Nice going.
Thank you very much.
It's Curtis Fisher Schlager joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.